the spirit that was there in the beginning, hovering over the deep. In the beginning, hovering before anything else existed, we've put him in a box. We've made him mystical. In order for us to understand him, we've given him names that justified some of his actions. He's the Holy Ghost. I get it. I understand. I understand the concept and the idea, but was that the intent? Pastor Jeff and I felt strongly as we moved into the spirit that something has to happen. We prayed and we hoped to communicate this in such a way that we could transform the thinking of God's people. And I felt like God said, show them what they've done to me. Show them what it looks like. Give them a complete understanding of what has happened. And I just want to point something out. Some of you may have noticed it was sitting back here during worship. But then we move it forward during the sermon. Isn't that what we do every week? He's here. He's here. And it's okay. Stay up here with the people worshiping, behind even the people worshiping. But be careful. Don't come out too. No, it gets too weird. It gets too weird when you start to really move around the room. But even when the pastor comes up, it's expected. So we're going to move you out, give you a little bit more space, a little bit more room. You know, because the pastor is expected to move with the Holy Spirit. It's understood and okay that when the pastor speaks and begin to speak things that maybe he doesn't know, well, it's because he's got the Holy Spirit. But stay right there on the stage where we can be comfortable. See, just a second ago, you heard me speaking, but this is what Holy Spirit told me to speak. See, there's a conversation between three happening. And as you heard, Jesus says, they sing the songs. They do that well. Do they really understand what I did? Do they understand how you play into this? I feel like they know me. Now just imagine, right? Pastor Jeff talked about a conversation. Pastor Jeff, as we said, we're good with Jesus. Jesus, like I think they get me for the most part. If they're anything, if Jesus is anything like me and Pastor Jeff, which we were made in the image, I'd even say they might even joke a little bit. They know me, but who are you? Right? And the Holy Spirit's like, yeah, you're right. But how do they get you and don't understand me? Because I'm like a huge part. I'm a necessity. Because you're no longer there. So he spoke to me and Pastor Jeff. And you know what? What we're going to do through this series is we're going to destroy this. We are going to do away with this. So, I mean, if we're going to do this spiritually, see, most spiritual things have a physical thing in a parallel, right? Or do you sure you knew that? Do you, you know we do the wafers and the okay. Symbolic, okay. So we're going, is it okay? Is it okay if Pastor Dwayne destroys this right here? Now, physically, we're going to destroy this. But over the next couple weeks, Pastor Jeff started us off, and we are going to destroy those boxes that we have placed the Holy Spirit in. Can I get some help real quick? Pastor Ryan's going to come out here. See, he didn't put his name in the list with us, but he's going to come out here. He's going to help me destroy this box. Look at this guy. Listen, it says in the Bible so many times in the Old Testament that the Spirit of God came upon people so that they could do sometimes supernatural things, and sometimes it weren't even supernatural, it was just very well. So I'm going to pray right now that as Ryan destroys this box, that the Holy Spirit is going, I'm serious, you think I'm playing, I'm very serious. I'm going to pray that God would touch him for the purpose of sheer understanding as we destroy this. And I'm going to pray that each and every person out there would grab a hold of this as we destroy this box. We're going to take a second, and I want you to pray. I don't want to just pray for you. I want you to pray that God would open your understanding, that the Holy Spirit would begin to fill you even now. Even now. That you would no longer be bound by the things that you've allowed to go in place. That he would no longer be bound by the titles and the understandings that you were able to comprehend and you felt comfortable with, but that we would completely give freedom to the Holy Spirit. And through that, we are going to continue this journey so that we can completely and absolutely understand who he is. Well, Pastor Dwayne, how are we going to do that? How are we really going to do that? It's not going to be by me just talking to you. But let me not get ahead of myself. Take it away, Maestro. I know this is a little dramatic. We have no idea what's going to happen, so I'm going to stand on the other side of the stage. That's why I pray for him. Lord God, I pray, have your way. Keep Ryan protected in the name of Jesus as he does this. Oh, man, let's go. Oh, let's go. Oh, wait a second. Do we understand what we've wrapped up? It's the thing that we look at, read. This is where we get our understanding from. I don't know if you really understand what I'm saying. You going to John 1:1? It says in the beginning. Right? It says, yeah, come on, Tom. You want to go ahead and preach that for me? Come on, sir. Let's go. It says the word was made flesh. Some things was happening, and sometimes I think we fail to understand. We fail to realize that it's one. It's three in one. Jesus, the Word become flesh. The Holy Spirit, the very power of God that moves and makes things happen. This is what lives inside of us. This is what we have access to. No more. No more. No more will we allow taboo, weird, mystical. No more. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear. So we can't live in, we can't all live in the same place. You can't live with fear of the Holy Spirit and then ask him to help do anything for you. He can't do the, he can't do both. We've put him in a box, but we fail to realize that he's a person. A person. What? But Pastor Wayne, I've always known him to be the Holy Ghost. He's the Spirit of God. Last week, Pastor Jeff, like I said a minute ago, last week, Pastor Jeff, he said, we find it easy to walk with Jesus. We see Jesus as a person. We walk with him and we talk with him. Right? It's okay, we can do that. We've got pictures of Jesus. Jesus. I've seen him. Have you, though? Have you seen him any more than you've seen the Holy Spirit? I'm talking about you and me. I'm not going to argue what he looked like. I'm just not going to do it because I've never seen him. The only description I have of him is the same one that I have of the Holy Spirit, and they come from the same place, so... I don't know. I don't, Pastor Jeff, I don't know. Here, maybe this will help you. I'm going to give you a definition. Person. Plural, people or persons. Is a being that has certain capacities or attributes such as reason, morality, consciousness, or self-consciousness. Well, let's see. The Holy Spirit does things. He comes on people. He goes before people. And he does this all with the understanding that certain things, there's purpose. I think that constitutes his reason and consciousness right there. Morality, well, I think we know he's got that. He's clearly a person. So what is the deal? Why are we okay with Jesus? But we're not okay with the Holy Spirit. It's because we've tagged him with titles. It's because we don't understand him. And we, the human beings, what we don't understand, we fear. I mean... That's something you see, you catch that in a movie. You catch that in a movie, right? We don't get it. We start doing crazy things, experimenting, and Lord knows what else. Let somebody get healed today. I'm talking really healed today. You're going to have some people going to be like, I don't know what's going on over there, but the guy did get healed. So then you're going to see other people come. But if it keep happening, somebody going to understand why it keeps happening. And whoever's doing it is going to disappear all of a sudden. I'm just saying. Because what we don't understand, what we can't put a label on, we get real funny and finicky about. Let's look. Jesus was a helper. He was literally labeled as a helper. He called himself a servant. He was a helper. We're good with that. But then when Jesus said, I'm going to leave and I'm going to send another helper, we was like, we was good with you, Jesus. But this Holy Spirit deal, we can't see him. I'm going to keep going back to that. Because I'm pretty sure ain't nobody in here seen Jesus before. I'm just saying. So I have a hard time with how can you have such an issue with what you can't see? Never mind. The Holy Spirit, he's not just a power. He's not just a presence. Holy Spirit is a person. Here, let's look. Let's look at some scripture. John chapter 14. Go with me to John chapter 14. Can somebody give me a water, please? John chapter 14, verse 16 through 18. It says, and I will ask the Father, and this is Jesus, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper that will never leave you. So right there, we being who we are, well, he's never going to leave us, then that means that you are. Come on, let's be honest, right? Thank you, sir. Isn't that what we do? Tell my kids, guys, I'm going to leave here in a little bit, and your mom's, you know, she's going to come, and she's going to stay with you. She's going to be with you for the remainder of the time. The automatic assumption is dad's not coming back. It says, he is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. I'm going to ask the Father. He's going to send another advocate, a helper, and he will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. This is Jesus. Jesus is telling us that who he's sending is the Holy Spirit who leads to all truth. Wait, Jesus, I thought you was the truth person. Back up, right? The world cannot receive him. Oh, Pastor Jeff, I remember last week, man, did anybody walk out of here with some toes kind of? The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him. Because he lives with you and now and later will be in you. So I'm just going to leave that there. If you was here last, man, I can't. Because if you wasn't here, then you don't know. And last week, Pastor Jeff said, I'm just saying Pastor Jeff said it so that you'll know it was Pastor Jeff. Pastor Jeff, he said that if you don't know who the Holy Spirit is, then you might fall into the category of the world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. That's harsh. I know it sounds real harsh, but all I'm doing is trying to make you aware of something so that you can repair it, because I know that's what you want to do. I know that's what you want to do. I'm not trying to hang you out to dry. I'm just saying that it's true. You don't know, and that's okay, right? But now you know. So let's move forward, right? Pastor Jeff said it first. So moving on to verse 18, it says, no, I love this. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. This is Jesus. Remember, I'm going to send you to help her. It's all truth. And we're like, you know, I'm leaving. But don't worry, I'm not going to abandon you. I am going to come to you. Bam. No worries. I'm leaving. It's all good, but I'll be back. Leaving you with him. He's the man. I'm out. Now, I just want you to understand that, because later this is going to come into play. Two things. We know that Jesus left. Is everybody on board there? Okay, it's going to be important later. Number two, you can't get personal with a thing that you don't know to be a thing, or a person that you call a thing. It's my best friend here, Woody. No, not even going to go into that really long, because it's just a thing. And if I were to begin to respond to that thing as if it was a person, you guys would look at me crazy. But when I'm trying to ask you to respond to a person that is not a thing, you're still looking at me crazy. I don't understand why. It says he's a person. He's someone that we need to know, someone that we can talk to. I understand we've been calling him the Holy Spirit for a long time, so that's understandable. But when you begin to pray and talk to him alone, please, 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 please don't be like, yeah, so the Holy Spirit, if you're really there, the Holy Spirit, no. Because I don't be like, hey, yo, the Jeff. Yeah, the Tom. Could you just run that verse back for me, the Tom, please? We don't do that. That's why when we sing our songs, we don't say, the Holy Spirit, come in this place. No. If we say, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come to this place, absolutely. Otherwise, we're like, Holy Spirit, have your way. Right? Let your power flow. Whatever the case is. So understand that when you're speaking to the Holy Spirit, you're speaking to a person. It's not a ghost. He's not some intangible being. Like, I get it. He's not here in physical flesh, but neither is Jesus. And you were fine talking to Jesus. But what I'm trying to let you know right now, and I want to help you understand it, is Jesus can hear you, but he's not the person that's working on your behalf right now. He's not the person working on your behalf right now. There's three in one. The Holy Spirit is one of three. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I'm going to break this down real quick. Bible lesson in 10 seconds flat. Ready? God the Father created the world in 7 days. Then he sat on his throne. God the Son came for 33 years, and then he said, Tom, man, this baby preaching. I love it. And then God the Holy Spirit came and is still here, active, working on our behalf. We're going to go to school real quick. Some of you don't know I work in school. That's what I do for my tent job. If you don't know what a tent job is, you need to go into some of Paul's writings and you'll understand. I'm going to go to something that I like to call the chart. I wish I had one of those, you know, or a beamy. We've got the name. Was the name God? God. That's where it all starts. We've got his title, his function, and we got a status, and we've got a location, because when you walk out of here, there's going to be no misunderstanding who the three are, how they work together, and we are not absolutely not going to leave here not knowing the one of the three that we're here to talk about. God, the Father, title. The Father. Everybody understand that? If you don't, real quick, the Father. The Father is the one who starts it all. He's the creator. Keeps everything the way it's supposed to be. That's why, dads, you should be looking to be like, right? It's function. Provider. Let's go, dads. Pay attention, okay? Giving you a quick Father's Day message right in the midst of Holy Spirit series. Function, provider. Anybody ever heard the scripture where it says that God is the owner of 1,000 cattle? Yeah. Or cattle on 1,000 hills? I can't even remember how it says it. You know, Heather, don't laugh at me. Listen, I'm preaching here. He's a provider. See, he set up everything we need. He created it. Let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be. You know what? He shouldn't go without this, so let there be that too. Let's go ahead and put that together there. There we go. It's all there. And every one of you that comes forth from this point on, I'm going to put a little something in you. I'm going to make sure you can do this because it's wonderful. He's just providing everything we need to be who he wants us to be. It's already been provided. Jeremiah chapter 1 said he knew you before. Okay, it's why you in the womb, right? He know you. He knew what your purpose was. You just need to get on board because he's the provider. Okay, let's see the status. What's his status? Set apart, holy. He cannot have any functionings. He can't have anything to do with us because we're filthy. He makes no mistakes, but he made us. No, 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 no. He did not make a mistake when he made us. He made something that was amazing. And that's a whole nother message, man. I would love, you don't make me. We're going to stick with this. We're going to stick with this. He's a provider. He's set apart. So that means he's sitting on his throne and he's loving it all. He's loving every bit of it. There's parts of it that hurts his heart. But see, he sees what we don't. He sees potential where we see nothing. So he's joyful at what he made. He's only hurt that it does not realize what it is. But he has to stay there because he cannot taint himself. So where is that? In heaven. Come on, are you still with me? Forever, 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 this will be here in the name of Jesus, forever. Let's go to the next one. God. Are you getting it? Title? Son. Father. Oh, look at she moving ahead. Don't be rushing me, Sarah. She like, let's go. Let's go. I ain't mad at you. He's a son. He said, I'm going to send my son. With purpose. I'm going to send my son with purpose. He had a plan because he's the provider. Why would he even send the son? Because he knew we needed him. He's the provider, God is. God the Father, that's what he does. But then what did he send the son for? To be? I love this. I don't know if you do, but I love this. Yes. Let's keep going. What's his status? What's his status? Seated at the right hand. Now, wait, I don't understand. I don't understand. How is it possible that Jesus, did I miss something? Somebody help me out. It's okay. Help me out. Why is Jesus sitting at the right hand? What happened to him? He was crucified. But then he came back, and it says in his word that when he came back, he only dwelt with us for a bit. And he said, what? And now I'm going to be with my Father. And he went to sit at the right hand of the Father. So guess what? You got God. He's there on the throne. Jesus sitting there in the lazy boy. I'm joking. I'm sorry. I just got to keep you focused, okay? There he is, seated at the right hand of the Father. So when we're like, Jesus, help me. What's happening? What's going on? Because he's there, located where? In heaven, seated at the right hand of God, and we're calling on him. Why? Because we've been told and we understand that it's in his name. Things will happen. So how does that work, Pastor Dwayne? How does that work? Let's go back, because I know I've been in the chart for a second. Let's go back. I know I said, Sarah Beth, we wasn't going to go back, but we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Yeah. Jesus got baptized. And it says, after his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Not a dove. We know it's in the picture. I get it. But it's like a dove. So in other words, gracefully, elegantly, it came down like a dove, and it settled on him. I love this because it's very clear that Jesus is one person. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit that showed up was two persons. And then if you continue in this scripture, it says that the sky parted, and I may be before, and God said, number three says, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. So if you've ever been confused about all three being present at the same time, it happens. Okay. All three, same place, one time. Jesus. According to the pictures. Come on. Clouds part. Dove. God says, that is my son on whom I'm well pleased. Let's go. I love it. Let's go back to my chart. So here we are in heaven. Savior, we needed him. We needed his role. Absolutely imperative. Absolutely important. His blood is what washed away our sins. There's an ED on the end of washed. Once we accept it, once we are on board, it's done. It's already been done. We just need to step in it. Come on, next time I'm going to take and pour some big red paint on. We just need to, you know what I mean? That's a whole nother message. In the blood, that's what I'm going to call it. Mark it down. And watch. And then he gave his life. And right before he left, he said, I understand that this is going to get real scary. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you a quick little story. I was a youth pastor and I had to leave. I had to leave my position, and when I was getting ready to leave, I was highly concerned for the young people who were under me. I prayed, and I was like, God, I don't see how this is going to work. I don't understand how this is going to happen. One of the young men came to me. He said, I know I probably shouldn't say this. He said, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this if you leave. I was like, you can do this. I said, you've got this. You keep living your life the same way you've been living it. You keep trusting the God. It's not me that helped you to do this. It's Jesus. He said, I know, but it's easy when you're there because you speak to me. You tell me, you know, you tap me on the shoulder when it looks like I'm being distracted. So I understand what it is to leave somebody unattended. And let me tell you what happened, because we're human, right? When I left, he fell off. Jesus, hold on now. He fell off for some years even. But then he remembered. Somewhere along the line, he remembered who he depended on. He remembered who was his helper. And he came back. He came back and he said, hey, I'm back. I didn't know where to go when I left last time, but I heard you were here, so I came back here. But I didn't come back here because I needed you. I understand who I needed. I just came back here so I could continue serving somebody that I trusted. And I was like, well, come on, Jesus, let's go. That young man is now a pastor of his own church. But let me help you understand. He realized who his helper was, and his helper wasn't me. Jesus understood that he was the helper. And when he left, he knew that we would not survive without him. When we died, Lazarus, it's okay. Get up, Lazarus. When Lazarus died and his sisters was freaking out, it's okay. Get up, Lazarus. When women and men were losing their kids, it's all right. You got faith? Get up. You got faith? She's only asleep. You got faith? Go back. She'll be playing in the front yard. Don't worry about it. But then Jesus was leaving, so who was going to do this? Who was going to bring the comfort that we need to know that it will happen regardless? Because we're not a people that will believe something unless we know. JJ, you tell me you're going to give me $1 million. What's the first thing I'm going to say to you? Where do you have? No, it's not. I'm going to be like, where you got $1 million? Let me see. Show me the bank account, and then I'll walk away. You know what I'm saying? I got to see it, right? Unless we got faith, and I love JJ, but I don't got that much faith in him. So I'm just kidding. He's the teacher of my young people. I obviously got, you know, my young ones I'm talking. But listen to me. What I'm saying is that Jesus was leaving, and though they had faith, they're weak. We are weak. So if he's not there in front of us, moving there in front of us, it's hard for us to grab a hold of it. So he said, I'm going to send you a helper.
Okay.
Title, Holy Spirit. Function, helper. Status. Still here. Still moving. So guess what? Now that we have this active helper who is located where? When somebody comes up and they need healing, we don't need Jesus to come and touch them. Why? Because the same thing that gave Jesus the ability to do what he was doing, we have inside of us. Yeah, Pastor Jeff, you're the only person that understood that. See, because Jesus said, I'm going to leave you a helper. And then again, he said, you will do greater things than me. With expectation, when you pray, do you pray knowing that the Holy Spirit that was there in the beginning filled Samson, brought a child without, you know, raised men and kids back to life, lives in you, awaiting your word. As long as it lines up with the word, he's awaiting the word. Oh, wait, stop, pause. Did you hear that? I'm just real quick. If you ever prayed for something and you didn't see it happen, how did you pray for it? Did you pray for it with his word or with yours?
Oh, that's good.
Because the Holy Spirit is waiting the word. Come on. He's here. He's waiting. He's moving. You don't have to say, come now. No, you don't have to say, come now. You know what I learned to pray? Manifest now. Manifest now in this place, in the name of Jesus. Yes, see, because see, we still use the name of Jesus. Because demons, they wake up, they perk up, they listen. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Did he just say Jesus? Right? If I walk in and I'm like, I'm going to pray for you right now. Come out. Be healed. They like, Elijah, I know. Paul, I heard of him. But Dwayne, in the name of Jesus, hey, now you done it. It's time to go. And as they leave, as they exit, the Holy Spirit. I'm gonna get me a dove, Pastor Jeff. I'm gonna tell him to train it to come and land on my shoulder. I'm gonna be like, who wants prayer? And upon that, the dove is going to come and land on my shoulder. And it's then and only then, I guess you will understand that I'm operating in something more than Pastor Dwayne. See, I learned some years back that though I love him, I learned that it's not his approval or his acceptance that I need most in this world. It's God, my Father, that I need to look down and say, on this young man, I'm well pleased. And then what happens is I understand that he's only well pleased with me because I understand who died on the cross for me, who came, who died, and then went back up. So I understand that it's only through him that I even have a connection. And it's because of him that I have something living inside of me that can now make things happen. And through those steps, if you've ever been looking for some steps, because I'm not a big step guy, but if you've ever been looking for some steps, those are the steps you need to understand. God the Father provides everything you need. It's already provided. I'm about to give you like multiple messages all in one go, okay? If you've ever needed something, if you've ever been in need of something, it's God the provider who has, the Father who has provided all that you need. It's been there since day one. He put it in place. And then he sent his son. These steps, by the way, BT Dubs, they've already happened. I don't know how many times I could say this to you. It's already been done. It's just you that needs to get on board. So just in case you were wondering what's going on and why life just seems a little off, it's because you're not on board. And look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to be just a little bit tough, and you can quote me on this. Listen to me. If there's issues and if there's problems, it probably starts with you. Okay? Now, you know what? Let me rephrase that. If there's issues and there's problems, it starts with you. Well, Pastor Dwayne, but it's the enemy. The enemy only has as much foothold and control as we give him. I need you to understand. Jesus said, pray like this. Jesus, the Savior who came on our behalf, who made the connection, okay? Because there is no conversation if he doesn't exist.
Okay.
There is no conversation if his blood was never shed. But because it was, because he saved us with grace, we now have a conversation. And that conversation should sound like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Where are they at? But what you're asking for is where? So who do we need? Why would he tell us to pray a certain way? Why would he tell us to pray a certain way if it wasn't going to happen? If he knew there was only one way for it to happen, why would he tell us to do it? What I'm trying to get you to do is to grab a hold of the word that's all there. It's all been laid out. It's all tied together. God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is the one that is living and active here with us. Wow, time just flies by. Dag on it. It's cool. My last, I'm gonna leave you with this. If you need to understand the Holy Spirit, aside from me and Pastor Jeff standing up here teaching like madmen, preaching like crazy people, read your Bible. Read your Bible. And then do me three things. And I didn't put these on the thing. I'm sorry. Get your notes, take your notepads and all this stuff like that. Recognize God. Recognize God, the Father, for who he is. Recognize him for who he is. Receive Jesus, because then and only then is the communication open. It's like picking up the telephone. You have no telephone, all you're doing is screaming. If you're screaming from here to Dayton, nobody's hearing you. And last but not least, hear me. Release the Holy Spirit. Release him. Recognize God. Receive Jesus and release the Holy Spirit. Why? God is the one that provided. Jesus is the one that made it possible. And the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to do and work on your behalf. Release him. Give him full reign in your life. Peace, joy. Watch this. I need a house, right? I'm not going to go into it because we're going to get to that. But when I needed a house, I didn't call on Jesus to give me a house. I needed somebody active now to go before me. So who did I call on? I called on Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Spirit, there is nothing that I can do aside from talk to you to make this thing that I need happen, happen. Go before me. Lead me. And as I walk where you want me to walk, make things happen. Open doors. Change minds. Change hearts. Open hands. Do you follow me? And then, what happens? Then I begin to see things happen in my life. I begin to see things change in my life. But again, the reason it doesn't happen sometimes is because we're praying the wrong way. We may understand God created the heavens and earth, right? Some people out there, well, I believe there is something. And I do. I don't know if I believe all of it, but I do believe there's a greater being. They checked off the first box. Bravo. But you're stuck there because you got no communication. But then some of them, they say, Jesus, huh? I put my faith there. I'm going to put my faith in the fact that that Jesus came. He was born. He died for me so that I could live and go to heaven, right? But they stop there. And they have no power. Now, I'm not going to preach next week's message, but I'm just going to get us started because we still got places to go. But then some of us, we come on down and we say, now, I got that. I got this. How do you work? How do I use you? I get what he did. He secured my place. But I'm here living through hell. My husband's crazy. My kids are crazy. And sometimes people say I'm crazy, but I just feel like they're making me go crazy. So how do I do this? How do I get through this? How do I, like, the word I think he used was advocate. I'm not seeing it. How do I do this? What button do I push to get the advocacy? And every once in a while we pick up the Bible and we realize that it says, when you pray, pray like this. Pray like this. Lord, I love you. You're amazing. Lord, whatever you do in heaven, will you do it here, please? Forgive me for all I've done. Let help me to forgive everybody else. And just have your way. And by the way, will you keep me and protect me from the enemy? And will you just move before me? And he's like, here we go. And he starts up again. Bing, bing. Right? He starts changing things in your life. And sometimes they're so subtle and you're like, wait, I don't. My back's not hurting no more. Okay. Oh. My husband's not going crazy anymore. Oh, wow. And life just starts transforming before your eyes. And it's then in that moment sometimes that we realize that we really jump on board. We don't have a magic wand. That's when we realize the power that is within us. And that's when we speak with authority. That's when we command. That's when we preach. That's when we begin to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's when we can walk in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So I hope today that you've heard me. I hope today that as we move forward, no longer will there be any confusion of what we're talking about or how it works. Hopefully you are 100% in full understanding of the three in one and the one of three that we may have forgotten about, didn't speak about. Next week, Pastor Jeff is going to come to you, and I don't know what he's going to say and how he's going to say it. I really don't. But I believe whatever it is will either, it will, I know it will be exactly what you need. Why? I'm going to give you one more thing. This is just another one of those perks. The Bible says, see no man by flesh, but seen by the Spirit. And that man, I can see Spirit of God. And so I know that same Spirit that's on me, same Spirit is on him. So there's no doubt in my mind. And see, these are just, I'm giving y'all nuggets. These are breadcrumbs. You like, wait a second, discernment, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you and I praise you for the opportunity to share your word. God, I pray that your people have heard your word. I pray that they've heard your voice. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would move on them. Move on them even after we leave this building. Continue to work in them. Continue to transform their minds. Like it says in Romans 12:2, help them not to conform to the things that they used to know. Help them not to go back to what they used to know, back to ignorance. Help them to walk in revelation and understanding. And God, I pray that you would just have your way completely. If there's anybody here that has heard this message and you're like, man, I just had no idea. I want to be praying for you as we continue. If that's you, if you just didn't know, will you raise your hand? If you've learned something today, nobody's looking, raise your hand if you've like learned something that you didn't know. I see your hand. I see all the hands, and here's what I'm going to do. I am going to pray for you for continued revelation because we're not done. I'm going to pray for you for continued revelation and that the Holy Spirit would begin to be released in your life. Now, I'm going to ask one more question. If there's anybody in here that really wants the releasing of the Holy Spirit in your life, understand what I'm saying to you. Do not stop right now. Stop right now. In the name of Jesus, stop. I rebuke the enemy. God has not given us a spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you right now. Enemy, I rebuke you. It's a lie. That's a lie. You're lying. Holy Spirit is a person who's living and breathing inside of me, who works on my behalf. The Holy Spirit is there to love me, to comfort me, to help me through, to help me do. The Holy Spirit is there. He's not scary. He's not mystical. He's not taboo. He's not a ghost. He's a person. One of three. If you want to really have the complete free moving manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. Please, please understand and know what you're asking. You are asking for some weird things to happen in your life. You're asking for unexplained situations. Hear me, you're asking for situations in your life that are unexplainable. Do not stop. Don't put labels. Don't put things, no. It might not be that. I know the enemy's trying to put things, just trying to weird you out right now. Stop it. Only who I've said he is. We'll get to it. We're going to continue to break it down. But do you want the free move of the Holy Spirit in your life? I see your hands all over this place. Holy Spirit. I don't need to say anything. You have seen the hearts of your people. You know their hearts better than I do. Whoever it is. Wreck their life in a way that they've never seen before, God. Totally disturb and uproot everything that the enemy has planted right now in the name of Jesus. Every lie, every seed in the name of Jesus, uproot it right now. God, I pray that they would walk and they would begin to see differently. Holy Spirit, help them to see you operating and moving on their behalf. Holy Spirit, give them, help them with their faith. Help them with their unbelief. Help them to begin to realize their authority. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Somebody is out there right now still questioning. Somebody out there right now is still doubting. Even though you've seen me break down everything, but you can't get past what you've seen in the past. You can't get past the things that you've known, what you've been told. Can I ask you to do me a favor? I'm stepping out on a limb here. I really am. I'm not going to be before you long. Please. Oh, I just feel like God told me to do this, and I'm not going to lie. I don't really want to. If that's you, if you are struggling to get past some things that you've known, some teachings, will you come up here right now and let me pray with you? I know that's huge. I know that's huge. That's a big ask. If you're struggling with some of the, like, you've been stuck and you feel like you knew what the Holy Spirit was, or maybe you didn't know at all, but you're just having a hard time. You're having a hard time with that. You can face me. You're having a hard time with that. I want you to please be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Don't pass this moment up. Don't pass this moment up. Because what I'm asking you to do right now, is I'm asking you to operate. I'm asking you to step out. I'm asking you to put your faith where your understanding now is. See, you're somewhere around here. You're somewhere around here. And I want to see you come here. It's not something I'm offering you. It's something that's been offered to you a long time ago. I'm about to pray for these right here. And if there's more, then come. That's fine. If not, you're released to go. But I'm going to take a second and pray. And if you're a prayer, if you are a prayer, will you please help me pray for them? Help me pray for them. And I want to tell you right now, in front of everybody, I understand that you're like, man, I don't know what I'm getting into. I already came up here and gave my life. I already accepted Jesus Christ. I already did that, man. What more? Like, what is he talking about? I want to understand, but I don't know if I want this. No. Stop there, because I'm going to tell you right now. Hear me out. And again, I don't mean to keep you, but I want you to understand this so that you can know what you're walking into. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will come into each and every one of us, right? And I'm talking to you right now because I don't want you to leave here afraid or scared. I don't want the enemy to be able to do that to you. Now, Jeff may preach about it next week, but so you can have a deeper understanding. But he will give to each one of us gifts according to what he decides to give to us. Okay? So the portion that he might put on you. I see you, bro. I see you. He's going to be different than the portion he put on you. Okay? Don't worry about what's this and how much. Because that's where we get messed up. All that matters is that you take in whatever he's got for you. Okay? You operate in whatever he's got for you. Okay? Yours won't look like hers. It won't. Okay? I don't care if it's understanding. I don't care if it's, watch this. I don't care if it's speaking in tongues. Oh, I said it. I don't care what it is. If you don't, it ain't going to change a thing. I said it. Pastor Dwayne said it. You know why I said it? Because it doesn't say anywhere in that Bible that it's a must or you have to do anything. I could speak into somebody's life and somebody else can pray for healing, right? It doesn't matter. I may give a $1 million to the church because it's a gift that's been put upon me. And she may give 10. It doesn't matter. It's what was, I'm not talking about the tangible gift. I'm talking about something in me, the Holy Spirit moving me to give greater than he's moved you to give. We're all moved to give. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's all the same Holy Spirit, but you may have a little bit more in an area than you have. You follow me? Okay.